we've learned anything from these past couple of years, my fellow Americans, it's that personal medical freedom and liberty are in crisis. America Out Loud Pulse brings together the top experts in healthcare-related fields to keep you a beat ahead.
Welcome, welcome, our wonderful audience. I think that's the first time I've said that.
That's wonderful.
And you better say it too, just so everyone
gets to hear you. Hello, our wonderful, wonderful audience. This, believe it or not, is Peter and Ginger Breggin.
I think that's easy to believe. We're pretty unique.
You think so?
Uh-huh, I do.
Our guest is pretty unique.
We have the most wonderful guest today. I am so happy to have our guest on this show, finally, because he was one of the angels who came into our life a year ago. Actually, my gosh, it was just a year ago when we started all falling ill and each of us ended up going to the ER, and you and Mom both ended up in the hospital for 5 days each, and you and I got pneumonia. I mean, it was one thing after another. We have Dr. Henry Ely as our guest today, and I am just thrilled.
Well, I have a mysterious relationship with Dr. Ely. When I was very, very sick, he was a major part of a spontaneous, I believe it was pretty spontaneous, team that got together of world experts on COVID and its treatment. And they were in touch with Ginger, who was probably as sick as I was.
Actually, I almost never talked with the docs.
Oh, you would, because you were so sick too.
Carol talked with the docs. The nurse who was with us at the time, who volunteered to come and take care of us all.
She said she was coming.
Yeah, that's right. She insisted. It was wonderful. And she was the one that coordinated with the doctors all of our care.
Well, what you're hearing, folks, is that I have almost zero memory of the whole business. I was so sick, apparently my lungs, our team shipped the pictures of my lungs to England to somebody who was an expert on whole business with COVID. And
the ground glass effect.
And he reported that the ground glass effect he saw in my lungs was typical of the original COVID. That was pretty stunning. And but at the time, nothing stunned me. And the reason Ginger didn't go to the hospital was she couldn't, because she was taking care of me and Mom. And there was nobody with enough wits left to them to say, Ginger, you need as much help and care as the rest of us.
Yeah, we found out after the fact I had pneumonia too.
So Henry brings up all of this. Dr. Ely brings up all of this. And we're looking at him on the visual, and it's just a pleasure, which someday we may have with this show. But we don't have it to show the audience, our wonderful audience. And he's just smiling there and looking kind of like an angel, maybe.
Yep, that's right. He has a halo.
He has a halo. I think he has a halo.
Yes.
So Henry Ely, welcome to Peter and Ginger Breggin on America Out Loud Pulse. We are delighted to see you. And I haven't asked you, what would you like to talk about today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Here's where you do any, you know, with us, probably you can talk about anything you want.
Well, maybe we'll talk about something that is that we're really researching right now that's really exciting. And it's very simple. And I can kind of tell a little bit about how we got there. It's just earthing and grounding, as instead of dealing with shielding from EMFs, because this is the big topic. Everybody's so worried about 5G and how do I shield myself from all of these harmful EMFs, these electromagnetic frequencies. So we've been delving into that issue, and we've been testing. I can tell you both, we've been testing extensively for the past 3 months, all kind of products. I've spent well over $10,000 on products to test out and see what's working and what's not. And then we're taking that information and looking at it over blood samples on dark field microscopy and seeing what changes happen in the blood doing it. And so we have a pretty incredible research team that's working, and it's been working together for years now on this issue. But I wanted to say thank you all for being so kind and having me on, and you're being really kind and describing me as an angel. I think I look a little more disheveled and like a little frizzy haired mad scientist kind of today. And I'm probably glad you're not smelling me. I don't think I've gotten in the shower yet. So they're really doing a great job of talking me up, and I'm appreciative of it. But I thank you. I guess is what I'm saying.
I would think good angels must be in a mess all the time.
No, they're just full of life.
And full of life and smiling like you are, and probably paying no attention whatsoever to how they look.
That too. It's the spirit.
It's like the movie Michael of like 20 years ago. I love that movie.
We could use those kind of movies again, right?
We could
use some of that. And a big shout out to Carol too. She was awesome working with, and she was so fun to. We talked pretty much every day and texted every day during that whole sequence and what needed to happen. And I was just really grateful that she was executing so much of what we were recommending. And I think working with all of the doctors from around the world was really a treat as well. Everybody was collaborating. It was how medicine is supposed to be practiced. It was patient first. You all know that patient isn't my word anymore. But
yeah,
it's person, not Peter's either.
No, right. I've had to watch my tongue, because when I testify in court, sometimes I call people my clients, and sometimes the criminal lawyers on the other side have said things like, "Oh, he doesn't even talk about his patients."
Right.
That's how weird he is. So
right.
I have to keep that mind in court.
Well, hopefully you're not going to be in court very much. And again, congratulations on winning that case.
That court. Peter testifies as an expert also.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
Well, for everybody listening, we have all of these words that we have to be very careful about using, because we can get slapped on the wrist. And technically, I can use the word patient. I just choose not to because of the energy of the word. We went and looked up what the energy of the word was and in etymology. And the word means he who is sacrificed to appease a deity, or excuse me. Yeah, no, that's a victim. Patient is he who suffers and endures misfortune. And, you know, when we talk about doctor means teacher. So why would I have somebody who endures misfortune? That's not what I want. I want students. And student means he who aspires. So I tell everybody right now, like, can I be your patient? Nope, no, you can't. I don't take patients anymore, but I take students. I take a lot of students, and that's all I take from now on, because I, you know, they play around with their words. You know, that's part of their whole sorcery and everything. So
yeah, like,
we got to be really right. We got to be really conscious of everything that we do. So it was just a real treat. Carol was fantastic. The other docs that were on the scene, it was just such a great collaboration and going back and forth. And it was exactly the way healing is supposed to happen. People working together selflessly for the benefit of someone that they love. And so we're just really grateful that you responded so well and that you're here with us today. And like you said, feeling better and better every day.
I know that the recommendation for me to be hospitalized, which I didn't think about at the time because I wasn't thinking very well, mildly euphoric from the injuries, from the spike proteins crossing my blood-brain barrier.
Well, and your lack of oxygen at that moment.
Oh, God, yeah. I was going way under 90, apparently. Mm-hmm. And the aura around me at all times was just so good. I mean, I felt like I was in a safe place. And I know no one would have recommended I go to a hospital if everybody hadn't been worried that I better be getting some IVs and some support. And that I was on death's door, I think, is what people were worried about.
Yeah, I thought I was going to lose you.
Yeah. Mm. Well, here I am, folks.
And he's 100% again.
Maybe 110.
Yeah, he may be 110% now.
You know, and it's a good transition because one of the first things they do when you go into the hospital is they put a salt water into your body, right? They give you a saline infusion. And what we're, you know, in this, and the water is distilled and then they add the saline to it. And they, it's costs about what, $9 to make, but they charge you a few hundred. They bill your insurance a few hundred dollars, like $700, $800 for it or something ridiculous. But it makes people feel better. And so what we're learning right now is, you know, the simplicity of the things that we've kind of just accepted that that's how they work. We're delving deeper into why things work now. And one of the things that has become a real focal point of our work is the movement of electrons through the body and how things like salt help facilitate that movement of electrons.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing some research, like, you know, the stuff that we do is we're all into the whole bioweapon systems that they have and how their bioweapon systems are integrating from the plasmids and the genetically modified microorganisms like E. coli and yeast. To the N1 methylated pseudouridine that they used for the mRNA, the adenoviral vectors that they used for the Johnson & Johnson shot and the AstraZeneca, the 5G has been, and of course 5G, and then the regular pollutants that, you know, we either pay for, or they distribute to the water and the air, you know, the chemtrails, you know, with the barium and all this stuff. So we start seeing there's classes when you go through the peer-reviewed literature, there's classes of bioweapons. And what they've been studying over the last couple of decades is how to integrate these bioweapons so that they feed off of each other and how to distribute them, whether it's the shot or the water or the air, or which you've probably heard of them approving mRNA or trying to get mRNA approved to be embedded into genetically modified lettuce so that you eat your vaccines now, is what they're trying to say, when it's like, that's not a vaccine. That's genetic manipulation. That's not a vaccine.
Yeah.
So, you know, we spend our time in the, we spend our time on the fringe, you know, and we go and we read through all the literature. They brag about what they do. So we go and read where they brag, because that's the thing about these folks. They are so proud of their evil. And what we started getting into was a new class of bioweapons that you haven't heard a lot about, but we, you know, my team usually pushes the envelope forward and then people start picking up. You know, it was really nice to see RFK Jr. start actually using the word bioweapon late last year after we did the conference at Healing for the Ages. And it was like, it's like, okay, good. Now we're starting to have these adult conversations we need to have. These are honest conversations we have to have. But one of the classes of bioweapons is called quantum dot. Mm-hmm. Now, quantum dots are very interesting in that they've been used since the early 90s. All right. And they're what make up a lot of our technology in terms of TVs. And that's what gives us this sharp, you know, picture that we have now that we can change the temperature on really quickly with one push of the button. That's all due to these little quantum dots. Now, quantum dots are very small. They're about 1 to 10 nanometers. They can be as big as 100 nanometers, but that's super, super tiny. All right. It's too tiny for our eyes to even see. But they're little semiconductors. And as little semiconductors, what they can do is, if everybody listening, just make a fist, right? And say that fist is a quantum dot. And now imagine that there's a little cloud around your fist. That cloud is an area that can trap electrons. Electrons are going to have a negative charge to them. The quantum dot is a positive charge. So the positive is going to attract the negative to it. And when that quantum dot comes into that cloud, it charges up the semiconductor, the little quantum dot. So the quantum dot starts emitting light that we can see. And if you get enough of these quantum dots together, now you have a picture on your computer screen or on your TV screen. And that's kind of how it works in that industry. But what gets kind of terrifying about this is the quantum dots have another effect. So that little cloud that you have around your fist, it's not just going to attract an electron. It's going to trap the electron as well. So when you've heard of some authors out there talking about, I'm looking under the microscope and I'm seeing these things blink, what is this thing blinking? That's a quantum dot or a collection of quantum dots. It's the only thing in the literature we've seen so far that has that capability of blinking. It's one of the characteristic signs of quantum. And whatever color it blinks is tells you the size of the quantum dot. So we've seen a lot of blue blinking, right? That tells us it's about 2 nanometers in size, okay, in their literature. Now, the reason the electron stays in that cloud around the quantum dot is it's called the quantum confinement effect. And it sounds great if you're talking about powering up a LED TV screen, because now you can power up this screen on basically low electricity. However, there's a consequence for this. Number one, when these TVs and screens and all this technology gets disposed of, there's no safe disposal and everything. That stuff gets thrown in a landfill and it starts winding up in our soil and winds up in our groundwater. So there is definitive poisoning of quantum dots in our water supply. That's why I spent so much time last year showing people how we can purify our water and make sure our water stays clean. Remember, your body is going to be 60 to 70% water. 70 to 75% water when we're healthy. You start dipping below 60%, you got some problems. But what we see in this industry with quantum dots is they, of course, want them to have more applications. And I know we're coming up against the time here, but that's where now they're trying to use and have been using quantum dots in the biomedical field for a long time. It's called contrast. At the very least. So you go in for imaging, you drink a little substance, right? You're drinking quantum dots. And the problem with these quantum dots, and I'm sure we'll tell you more right after the break, but the problem with these quantum dots is that they embed into the cell structure. And that's by design and it's intentional. And when that happens, your cells embedded with quantum dots start losing their electrons. And I'll tell you why that makes a big difference when we come back after the break.
Well, we've got about 1 minute. You're our only guest who's ever really kept track of the breaks before.
That's because he does this himself. He's so used to being the host. It's very charming.
So we're talking with Henry Ely, Dr. Henry Ely. We have 52 seconds to the break. Tell people how to get in touch with you.
Well, I think the easiest thing, Doc, is to just go to energetichealthinstitute.org. On our homepage, there's a whole bunch of stuff there for you. You can see our whole calendar and where we're at and what we're doing. But just go to energetichealthinstitute.org or listen to Looking for Healing Radio on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and get connected with what we're doing.
One of the things I'd like you to talk more about, which has been a puzzle to me, is all these reports on things in the blood. And you've started to talk about that. And I've had my doubts about the way the reports are being made and how they're seeing the same thing in squirrels and they're seeing the same thing in animal pets. And all of that took place in a matter of a year. First, they were just seeing it in the vaccinated people. Then they began seeing it in everybody. Some of these complexities would be interesting to hear your opinion on. We'll be back very soon with Dr. Ely.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
And we're back.
To our wonderful, wonderful audience.
Yes.
We feel it, folks. And Ginger, in particular, has been doing this wonderful writing on our Substack, which I always just go to Peter and Ginger, and then it eventually goes right to my Substack. But you probably need to put in the Bregan, Peter and Ginger Bregan. And
if you just go to Substack.com and then search for Bregan or Ginger Bregan or Peter and Ginger Bregan, you'll find us.
You get us real easy.
And we have, I don't know how many, I think it's at least 60 or more essays now that we've done over the last year plus.
Yeah, we have now, we're approaching 60,000 on our Substack.
Subscribers, yeah.
And it's really a recovery because we had some of our entries on our
YouTube
were in the, one was over a million and several were up around 800,000. And at the time that we got ready to publish the book, we just sort of went a little quiet on the website. There was no interference. They weren't threatening us. We were all clear. And then we put the book up. No, I mean, I presented it with Ginger's help, always a video, and introduced the book to the world. Within 45 minutes, we were permanently taken down forever with no warning or anything from Substack. And now it's been a recovery over the years. And now we're well beyond the membership we had on the Substack, on the YouTube, and we're just moving along. So welcome back, Henry Ely.
All right. Thanks for having me back. And congratulations on getting yourselves reestablished.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got booted off of YouTube. It's, you need, you know, you can tell who's really not on, not a plant, I guess, or something. But it's like, who has the badge? You know, what did they do to you? And it's like, oh yeah, they kicked my entire school, Energetic Health Institute, off of YouTube. And they did it like with you all without warning. We just started getting all these calls from students one morning, you know, about, I can't get to the videos. They said that your channel has been permanently deleted and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, wow, we got so lucky. We had anticipated that was coming. And we had gotten lucky literally 2 weeks before they did it. We had just gotten all of our videos backed up and started moving them to a different system.
Wow.
So it was super lucky because that would have been a nightmare situation, you know, for us.
But, yeah, Ginger, you know, anticipated the same thing and she had everything backed up.
Yeah.
That sounds, it's very Nazi of them. I just want to say thank you for being very Nazi.
Yeah, right.
YouTube. Right.
So continue with this fascinating discussion here.
Well, you know, it gets really interesting. Like, one, as spirits, we are beings of light. That's where my belief system has come to take me. And nothing has done anything but affirm that over the last 4 years. But our bodies are bioelectric carriers of us as beings of light. And so when you start to establish that this body is really a bioelectric device, a carrier, that it has its own ability to develop electrical capacity, you start to understand what our enemy is doing. And especially when you start going back into the science fiction movies like The Matrix and Terminator and things like that, you start understanding, oh, they weren't telling us this story that is just fantasy. They were showing us the future that they want to create. This is, I get it now. And what happens with quantum dots is they can embed in your cell structure, and as little semiconductors, they can steal electrons from your cell. And people go, okay, well, that doesn't sound like a big deal. It's not a big deal until you understand that electrons in your body launch every biochemical event in your cell. So imagine having a surplus or an abundance of electrons in your cells, the functions are going to be fantastic. Your body's going to feel great. And this is what's happening for you, Dr. Breggin, in your recovery that you're reporting. You're powering up your cells with nutrients. You're powering up your cells with vitamins that are helping move electrons around. And now the cells are functioning at a greater efficiency and you feel the difference of that. This is how the body's designed to work. Well, now if we go to the converse, the flip side of that, what we get to is what happens if there's an electron deficiency? Well, now you don't have the electrons to start driving energy production and driving the oxidases and the enzymes and the things that need to happen within the cell for the cell to, you know, function and still remain in homeostatic balance. And that's where disease comes in, right? So one of the interesting things about these quantum dots is how do they get charged up? Let's say they got embedded within the cell, and how do they get charged up? Well, these crazy people that we're up against, you have to respect them, because in their literature, they show that the blue wavelength of light is enough to charge up the quantum dot. So guess where blue light comes off of?
Those little dots.
Well, not just the little dots.
Oh, wait, the monitors.
The monitors, our computer screens, right. Our phones, our TV, everything is set up, and the new LEDs that are being put in as street lamps, these are all blue light only with no ultraviolet and no near infrared or far infrared frequencies. And that's what charges up the quantum dots. So if those are embedded in somebody's cell structure because they were distributed, they're water soluble. So they're distributed through the water supply and they are so small that they can be aerosolized. So they're in the air and the chemtrails and things like that. And they then will find their way in the food supply. And now people are eating them. And then if you go in for a biomedical evaluation, say, you're going in for an MRI with contrast. Well, you just drank something. You just drank quantum dots. And guess where else we find them? Sunscreens. You start putting them in and they get absorbed right into your body because they're so small, right? And what happens is now you have a body that has its cell structure, but its cell structure has all of these quantum dots embedded within it. Now, remember I said it's a semiconductor and a blue wavelength of light is all it needs to get stimulated. Guess what else stimulates it? Frequency.
And oh, 5G.
So now you got it. When you're in the field, which we all are, regardless of whether we want to be or not, you are getting charged up. Okay, that's just a fact of what's happening. We can show it with our multimeters and the testing we've done. It's just, this is a fact of life now for us. But if you're holding your phone, if that phone is within 10 inches of your body while it is in use, meaning you're making a call or something like that, if you are constantly touching your computer and it's ungrounded and your phone is ungrounded, what starts to happen is your body starts charging up these quantum dots. And these quantum dots start stealing your electrons and trapping them until you discharge. So what turns off, according to the literature, quantum dots? Grounding. And what is another name for grounding that we all like? Earthing. And that's where you give a big shout out to Clint Ober and the wonderful work he's been doing for the last 10 plus years on this whole process. Wrote a great book called Earthing. There's been documentary movies about it and how when you earth, when you stay in contact with the earth, the inflammation goes down in the body. The brain waves start to normalize. The sleep improves. The cognition improves. So what that came up for with us, of course, because we all feel better, right? When we take our shoes off and walk through grass, right? Come on, it's just, you don't need to have all kind of tools to measure. You just feel better, right? About life. When you're out in nature and in a forest or something like that and breathing in all those wonderful terpenes and all those wonderful phytophotons and things that, you know, you just feel better. So, you know, there's a certain level of empirical evidence is just feeling is believing, right? But the idea was, well, what does this do to the blood? So we started looking at blood that was getting stacked with Rouleau patterns and what happens when we ground. And we got our first results on it, and it showed pretty conclusively that, you know, you ground the blood sample for 15 minutes and the sticking of the blood goes away. It starts to look like normal blood samples. This is exciting. And it says, okay, now does that recharge if you put the phone near? Yeah, it does. It sticks them together when you put the phone together. So you start seeing some patterns and what's going on. And the thought becomes really simple. Well, what's happening when we're earthing? What's happening when we're grounding? Well, right now, theoretically, what I'm seeing is that there's two major currents we're exposed to. One is alternating current, and that's all these electronics. And it said alternating current is man-made, right? And so, like, right now, I'm around a microphone. I'm around a computer. My phone's not too far. It's more than 10 inches away from me, but it's not. It's still close, right? So there's an electric field around me. And my body is going to charge up in that electric field. So when I go outside and I put my feet in direct contact with on the grass or on concrete, something that is going to allow me to earth, and I check my voltage, my AC voltage, it'll start at usually, I've seen it as high as 0.7 or 8 volts, but it'll drop within seconds to zero. And that means, great, I am now grounded. All this AC energy, this AC EMF that's around me is now just running through me real quickly. That's great. It's not impacting my cells. My cells are basically in a nice little cocoon. And then I switch over and check DC current, and something interesting happens. My DC current starts to become increasingly more negative. Why does that happen? Because when I'm in contact with Mother Earth, my body is bringing electrons in. And now I'm starting to build my electron reservoirs in so that I can launch all of my cellular functions, even if there are quantum dots there. So the thought we had with this was, okay, that's great, but what about the person who's bedridden, right? What about the person who's in a mom or dad who's in a retirement home and they just are not getting the care and getting out? What about the person who's stuck on the ninth floor? You know, how do we solve this problem for them? And I said, you know what, it'd be interesting. And we're about to come out with this on the 27th at healingfortheages.com. We're doing a monthly free thing right now with our audience. We were so awesome. We had like 15,000 people on February. It was really, really cool.
Wow, that's great.
Right. So people are interested in this. And they're like, Doc, when are you going to come out with your EMF guidance? EMF guidance. I said, well, you know what? The question I get all the time, folks, is what's going to shield me from all these EMFs? Right. And I'm like, the reason we haven't come out with a list, because we promised everybody a list back in September, is because I've tested over 10,000 products and not one of them has worked. And that's because the idea of shielding doesn't work. You're going to be exposed. It's just, we're bioelectric devices in a bioelectric field, in an artificial electric field that's been created. You are not getting away from that as long as those 5G towers are up. You're not getting away from that as long as you're using a computer or a cell phone. You know, you better move to the other side of Antarctica or something like that. I don't know, but you're not getting away from it. Okay. So it never made sense to me, but I was like, let's test and see. But nothing worked. Tens of thousands of dollars have been spent. We got nothing that works. It's all garbage. And that's going to not make me a very friendly person and not a popular person with all these people selling these products. I don't care. They don't work. But what does work is getting reconnected back to Mother Earth. And so what we've done is we started developing a sleep system where you can put a grounding mat on your bed and you can ground all night long while you're sleeping. And the reports are consistent with the reports of people who've been doing this for years, long before we came to looking and exploring this as a modality, as a lifestyle modality. Inflammation goes down, body feels better, people wake up feeling very rejuvenated. And one of the key things that gets really exciting, our dreams start taking off again in people. So people report that before, either they weren't dreaming or they were having really bad dreams. And then they lay on the sleep system. And within a night, 2 nights, they start dreaming again unimpeded, because now when we check the electric fields over the bed, there is no EMF electric field over where you're sleeping. And so what we're coming out with is guidance on safe cell phone usage based upon testing, safe computer usage based upon testing, and how to earth yourself every day for 30 minutes, but also how to set up a system in your bedroom where you can ground yourself all night long while you're sleeping. And whenever you're earthing or grounding, what's happening is you're replenishing your electron supply in your body. And you're helping your body really achieve homeostasis and have, along with the nutrients and foods and clean water, everything it needs for an 8-hour period to heal itself from the assaults of the previous day. And that's going to win out over time. And so your real shield is your reconnection with Mother Earth.
It's fascinating, Henry. I've never actually heard this discussion before, so it's all new and it's very interesting. Basically, you're going to be coming out with this blanket that is set up to the grounding of the household electricity or to something else?
Right. You run it through the ground port on an outlet. You have to verify that the house is basically wired correctly. There's always going to be some concerns with that, right, for people. Mm-hmm. It's actually super simple, you know. I mean,
yeah, sounds very simple.
You plug in, you lay down on it, and you enjoy it.
Do you lay down on it rather than pull it over you?
Correct. Yeah, and like the way we have it is that you put a waterproof hypoallergenic cover on your mattress, because we want to make sure we're not breathing in mold at night, you know, especially if it's an older mattress. And that is a problem. That's a big problem around the country for people around the world. And then once you have that waterproof on, you put a grounding mat on top of that. And then there is a grounding sheet that you put on top of that, because the mat doesn't feel good, quite frankly, to lay on. So nobody's going to use it. So you go and get a grounding sheet on top, which has conductive fibers along with like organic cotton, you know, infused in it. And now the sheet, the mat are grounded through your outlet, you know, once you confirm that the house is wired basically correctly, and you lay on it. And you lay on it all night. And I've run so many studies with it right now showing that what happens to the AC voltage goes to zero. The DC voltage starts increasing negative, which is what we want. It's the same phenomena that happens when we're earthing. And I've had a couple of people, because of course, you know, whenever you have an opinion of something, somebody's going to come and tell you you're wrong about it. So people who've been telling me I'm wrong in what I'm doing, is they've been polite about it at least. But the thing, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm a little unique in the field. Yes, I'm a doctor, but I also started out as an engineer. So I'm like, I'm not a dumb bunny just playing around with a multimeter here, fella. You know, I know what I'm doing, you know, with this. And it's a simple idea.
We're getting a break. I think this is a good time for a break. We can all take a deep breath and mull on what you're saying. We'll be back in a minute or so with Dr. Henry Ealy.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Welcome back, my stunned audience. My wonderful, wonderful audience.
Am I making sense? Am I explaining
this okay? It's totally making sense,
okay,
Henry.
It's making complete sense. It's very easy to understand
yes.
what you're saying. Now, are you going to go into producing this apparatus? Have you already been tuning up to do that?
No, but fortunately, folks have already been doing this.
I've seen it. It's advertised on Instagram. Sometimes I go on a little bit of Instagram at night to look at some cats and puppies before I go to sleep.
What a great thing to look at. But that brings up a good point.
Yeah.
When you are in, like if you were in the bed grounding, you wouldn't want to be using your phone or your computer.
Right.
Because then the current from the phone is going to then definitely be running through you hardcore.
And you don't want that.
You don't want that, right?
Right. So no electronic instruments while you're in bed.
Right.
Well, fortunately, I sit in a comfy chair with my 5-pound dog on my lap while I look at the cats and puppies on Instagram.
There we go. And then you go and ground. You'd be perfect after that.
Right. But I've seen the products listed, and they're going to be easy to find. Henry, something that came to mind when you were describing the whole idea of discharging this energy rather than shielding from it. Is, and it may be a metaphor that helps people to think about what is being done. It's like what houses do in order to protect themselves from lightning. You get a lightning rod in the old-fashioned types of homes, which actually stick up at the highest level to attract the lightning. And then there's a wire that runs down the house and into the ground with a long stake into the ground. This was actually on our 1800s house. And in more modern houses, it's all kind of built in. But the whole idea is the lightning doesn't
harm you.
It doesn't harm, right. It doesn't harm that. If you're lucky, it doesn't harm the house. Yeah. It actually runs right through and down into the ground and disperses from there. So,
right. What's happening with us right now is not only do we have the quantum dots embedding in the cell structure and other heavy metals embedded, because the quantum dots are at their core are typically cadmium and lead, although they're moving into graphene cores now.
Oh, graphene cores. I recognize graphene.
Graphene.
We've been researching graphene.
Graphene oxide is like, it's so easy to prove that there's graphene oxide everywhere. Okay, so it's like when people are like, well, that's a conspiracy theory. It's like, you are not reading. It is so easy to find everywhere. It's not a conspiracy theory.
We're reading recently about graphene hydroxide, which is supposedly like razors in your body, little razors.
That's what this stuff, it's when you start getting into those levels of bioweapons and everything like that, it is terrifying to me personally how much literature there is on all of these topics, how long they have been studying this stuff for decades openly, and how asleep at the switch we've all been.
Yes.
You know what? Like, where's the ethical officer? Where's the moral officer that's going to say, hey, should we be doing this?
The ethics departments exist, Henry. They're there to be able to tell these guys why they should just go right ahead.
Right.
You guys have all the permission you need.
Well, that was one of the first things I ran into in the early 70s when I was fighting lobotomy and psychosurgery, was that all the ethics departments were, and the big ones, were supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
They were bought.
I mean,
what better thing to buy
right?
than the conscience way ahead of time?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We get the world, we purchase. Right? That's
yeah,
really
we
what
certainly
it comes
have.
to.
Yes.
You know, and we've purchased this, and this is horrible. And there's going to be a lot of buyer's remorse for people. But I think what we want to do is teach people how not to buy anymore, right? Let's buy something different. And
I want to get practical again for a minute. What are they selling? What are these things selling for, Ginger?
The sheets, and the ones we've tested, like a sleep system, a base sleep system, a little over $300, you know?
So well, that much less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and I saw sheets, and I haven't tested anything. I've just seen these on Instagram. So, but I've seen sheets, then they're thinner now. In the beginning, the grounding pads were more like a pad. They were thicker. And now they're actually selling sheets with the threads of metal in them.
Yeah, those don't last very long from what the consumer reports say.
Yeah, I wondered about that because they're going to get washed in them, and those tiny little metal threads are going to break.
Right. So what they say is that a top sheet, which is more comfortable to lay on, will last about a year. And those sheets can run anywhere from $100-$150, you know,
that's
so maybe that's an investment you have to make every year. We're going to test that out throughout the year. They also say don't put them in a washing machine or in a dryer or anything like that. You got to hand wash them and just let them hang, you know, so there's a little bit more inconvenience. Heaven forbid we should be inconvenienced a little bit. But I've been running mine for now about 2 months and, you know, I mean, at some point I'm going to wash it. I mean, I know that sounds disgusting to people, but I do take a bath before I go take a shower before I go and get in bed. But, you know, what's interesting is when you look at our lifestyle and you start going, okay, well, why are we charging up? Well, we're getting exposed to quantum dots and heavy metals. And, you know, we already have a propensity to attract electricity because we're electric beings, you know, and then we have this interesting phenomenon of our shoes. Our shoes, if you notice, the soles are made of foam, which is an insulator.
And they're all rubber now.
Rubber and foam. And you know, and what you get is now this nice thick insulating layer. Well, now you're not able to discharge what you're experiencing. Okay. And then you go and at no point in time are you ever your feet in contact with soil or grass or sand unless you hang out at the beach. And those people discharge beautifully all the time. That's why they're so happy all the time. It's not just because they're at the beach. There's actually an electron transfer thing going on for them that's making them happier.
That's why the beach feels so good.
Well, think about it. You got electrons in the air with the salt water evaporating there. Now you get ionization of the air. So you're breathing in oxygen and electrons. Your feet are in contact with the sand. You're earthing. So you're getting electrons coming in at all times through your body. I mean, you're just, it's a great place to get heavy electron availability into your body, right?
Yeah.
And so we gravitate to these places. This forest is another place where this happens. It's not an accident. When we go to these places in nature, we love going there because it makes us feel so much better. And that's not an accident that like living on the coast somewhere costs the most because everybody wants to be there, right? Well, what gets interesting is like, if we start objectively, if we understand this, the mechanics of this process, and, you know, we can test, and we're shooting videos all next week to prove, like, because that's what everybody did. Okay, fine, I'll prove it. No problem with that, I'll prove it. What we have is we can understand, we can separate the fact from the fiction, and we can now start issuing healthy guidance on safe cell phone usage, safe computer usage, because it's to say they are not going anywhere. We can issue safe information on how to set up a sleep system and how to earth and why we're doing what we're doing and why it's so important to turn off your router at night when you're sleeping and just turn it back on. And like, did you all know this, that the average cell phone has 4 to 5 different antennas?
No.
No, right? And most consumers don't. Did you know that cell phones were licensed for a maximum of 6 minutes of continual use in the 24-hour period? Right? No, right? None of us know that, right? We don't read. Who's reading the fine print when you sign these things, right? And that's why it's important. Like, one of the recommendations we're going to be making for people with their cell phones is if you're not using like Waze or some kind of map because you're trying to get somewhere, make sure your GPS location is off. That thing will emit so much EMF, it's ridiculous. When you're at home, make sure you're not connected to the national network. You don't need to be, right? Just connect to your Wi-Fi. It's fine, okay? When you are out and about and you're not using your Wi-Fi, make sure it's off. You have to learn how to turn these different antennas off, and it's just a quick press of the button. You get into the right habit, and now what you start doing is dropping this thing that can be incredibly dangerous down to something that you can deal with. And if you have a lifestyle strategy that works with it, i.e. grounding at night while you're sleeping, earthing during the day when you get a chance, you want to get away from your computer. When our lifestyle habits start to use earth as the medicine that she is designed to be for us, well, now we start living back in balance with God's divine design. And now their technology starts to get disabled because their technology is not greater than the divine design that God has given us. We just have to get back in alignment with it. And that's, and the thing that gets so exciting is it's not only easy to do, but it makes you feel great at the same time. And so you start wondering, why would you not do it?
It occurs to me that foot pads in the house could work the same way.
Foot pads?
Foot pads that were grounded in your house if you just took your shoes off.
I have a grounding mat right now, Peter, underneath my computer. Yeah, there are grounding mats. I have one plugged in, and it sits, my computer sits on top of it, and I can show, I'm going to show in the video, that the my voltage AC goes down when I touch my computer now instead of going up. All right? So it's like that's what I want to get everybody into, is this understanding that Mother Earth is the shield. She's the shield you've been looking for. Let's reaccess Mother Earth. All right. And not pay thousands of dollars on products that don't work.
Yeah.
Right. Because these products are exorbitant. And because when I start seeing that, folks, you know what it makes me think? Because I just have trust issues now.
You have to have trust issues to survive.
Right. But it makes me think that the shielding industry is a CIA.
So the tin hat is a creation of the CIA.
Is a CIA, yeah.
trolls you at the same time.
Right? I bet you we can get them to wear, to pay hundreds of dollars for clothing that they say shields their body when it actually only focuses the electromagnetics into them and amplifies. I've tested so much stuff that you see that sometimes it just doesn't work and it's like there's no change in the fields. But sometimes it actually amplifies the EMF. And it's like, well, wait a minute. And you're telling me I'm paying for my own demise.
It's interesting, Henry. We've been shielding our phones, and at least it shields them to the extent you can't call them. And get through the little package it's in, the gloves. It's like a glove. It just
it's a Faraday. It's like a Faraday box container.
Have you tried to call it while it's in the Faraday box?
Yeah, as long as it's completely closed up, it doesn't ring through.
But if you're charging it,
if you have a charger attached to it, then...
Oh, it's off the charts. You'll see that that's the most intense EMFs come off of the phones when all the antennas are on and it's plugged in.
Oh, we should really leave them outside the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, guess where 6 foot of distancing actually came from?
Oh, the EMF.
It's actually...
Wow. Henry, do you have, or is there available that you know of, a guidebook on the EMF meters, on how to read them and use them? I bought an EMF meter, and the instructions were worthless for this layperson, and I fiddled with it, but I don't know how to read it, and I don't know
what kind did you get.
I don't remember the brand.
The one we've been recommending is Trifield, because at least they come with a little decoder on. So they give you, it's the ones I don't like.
Trifield.
You know, Ginger.
Yeah.
Trifield. Yeah. The The ones I don't like are the ones that just give you a light and it's kind of like a...
No, I've got a meter. It has a meter in it and it has three different kinds of measurement.
It sounds like a tri-field. It sounds like a good tri-field. They have a little thing that comes with it. So if the weighted magnetic, it's over 3 milligauss, that's a problem for continuous exposure.
If there's a booklet or something that you could
we actually got contacted by, let me pull it up real quick. We got contacted by somebody who I think had studied at this place called the
if you have a link to that, we've only got 3 minutes, but if you've got a link to that, and you can email it to me and I will put it in the write-up that's attached with this podcast, so that other people can find that too, if you're available, if you're able to recommend something.
Sure. I would say I'm not able to recommend yet because I'm still reviewing.
Okay.
But there are some places that look good. I think the Building Biology Institute has published some good guidance that I saw. And then there's another organization called the, the Bio Initiative. Let me make sure I cite them properly here. Bio Initiative organization. It looks like just a nonprofit.
Send us a few links.
Send you a couple links right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's great. Well, whenever you're done, put it in the write up that goes with the podcast.
We only have a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I want to comment just folks may who have been watching us, they're very interested in how we relate to each other. And what you may be seeing as Ginger is talking with Dr. Ely, that Ginger is like the cutting edge of the Bregans.
Wow.
And she is like almost a mystery at times to me. So we sit down today, and I didn't know what Henry Ely was going to talk about. And he starts to talk, and Ginger starts blinking. You know, she's blinking like blue or something, because she's in and knows about so much that she doesn't even have time to share with me. And this is a blessing from God that he gave me my scientific basis and my logic basis and made me very persistent and to really just do things until they get done. And then he decided that that was pretty limiting, and he put me together with Ginger, who is like an antenna for original thoughts and thinking. And brings all that into the couple. And
thank you, honey.
God bless you, Ginger.
Yeah, thank you.
And Henry Ely, bless you both. I'm sitting here going gaga.
Yeah.
And we'll be integrating this and looking at this. And I want to, in my closing words, to our wonderful audience, thank Henry Ely for, without my even awareness at the time, helping save my life. And March and April of 2023.
God bless you, Henry.
Amen, and the glory goes to God always. It's always my pleasure to serve.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, folks.